This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Gary Volker and Dan Newkirk setting up here in the press box, ready to get this one underway. The North Mac Panthers, they have come out in their white uniforms. They're white over white with the dark blue numerals. And they are set to receive the kickoff as they will be going from left to right as we look down on the field, or from south to north if you know your directions here in Auburn. The Auburn Trojans, they will be kicking off. And interesting here, the kicker is going to take the ball and kick it from the tee off at the hash mark.
Yeah, it's something you don't see very often, but when you, it gives you a lot of options if you have a talented kicker that can very accurate with kicking the ball. You can kick it across the field and create a very wide sweep for your return team. You can kick it to the short side of the field and create some onside type situations. So it, yeah, but it comes down to you having a kicker being able to pull off a variety of different kickoffs.
Spencer Rikus is doing the kicking as he has this one up on the tee. And the referee says, we're ready. And it's a high end over end kick brought down on about the 10-yard line as Kyle Fouts tries to turn the corner. He'll get over the 25 to about the 26, make it the 27, and there's where North Mac will start.
Well, he ran into an inside linebacker from the Trojans, Gavin Hewitt, a senior 5'10", 175-pounder, as a middle inside linebacker, a very, very good tackler, and he showed it there on that kickoff.
I thought as I watched that kickoff go high into the sky, just the blues and the orange and the reds and the beautiful sunset.
Could have caught a picture of that.
Doesn't get much better than that. That's Friday night football, and here we go. Jake Van Osdon. He'll be the quarterback. Have one back beside it. He'll roll out to the right, looking for receivers down over the middle. This one is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Kyle Fouts. That'll bring up a second down. A little hook pattern there. Incomplete. Second and 10.
Just a different approach to what we saw out of the Panthers a couple weeks ago, where it appears like they're going to come out and throw the ball early, as opposed to last time. They were really established Mason Smith in their running game before they went to Van Osdon and throwing the ball. So different opponent, different approach. We'll see if they stay through with that.
Cade Smith is the fullback. Mason Smith is the tailback in the I formation. They will go to that tailback. Man, he's going to be met right at the line of scrimmage and driven back. You talk about some Trojans getting ready to make a big pop. They did exactly that. Now one of the Trojans is slow getting up. That doesn't look too good at all.
No, it's my buddy Charlie Patterson. Outstanding wrestler here for the Trojans, and came up and met that tackle. And he got up, and he's holding kind of high on the chest. I'm fearful Charlie might be looking at a collarbone, perhaps.
He immediately.
That would be a huge loss
to the sideline. Yes, indeed. And it's going to bring up a 3rd and 10 just underway here at Auburn, Illinois. In motion goes Kyle Fouts. The backfield is now empty, and it looks like Van Osdell's in trouble as he has no one to throw to and no time to throw. And he's going to be brought down after a very short gain. Dylan Cavish comes up with the tackle there, and it's going to be punt time for the Panthers.
And Gervasio Marchisa coming up and helping that tackle, replaced Charlie Patterson, an inside linebacker.
Another athlete down. Dan, who was the injured athlete there?
Yeah, the right tackle for the Panthers, Dalton Loftus, a 5'10", 280-pound senior, but came off the field in his own power with a little bit of a limp. Trainers checking him out on the sideline. Hopefully Dalton will be okay and able to return to this game.
Well, the punt comes down at about the 40-yard line, and the Trojans are able to take it into Panther territory. So they're going to start scrimmaging at the North Mac 39. Wow. Good field position to begin with for the Auburn Trojans. That was Donaldson on the return. Now he'll be sitting in the tailback position. They'll fake to him. They're going to go to the air. Got a receiver open, but overthrown just a little bit. Connor Tripp was the intended receiver. Got between the safeties, but the ball just overthrown by 3 or 4 feet.
He did. He had it split. It almost looked like Timmy Stewart had a different idea about the finishing route that he should take once he cleared the safeties. On the play, Tripp stayed more flat on the post pattern.
Incomplete pass will stop the clock at 10:28 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless. Now they will go to the ground, will the Trojans. Try that right tackle. Not going to be a whole lot of yardage there. As once again, was that Donaldson?
Yes, Cole Donaldson on the carry. Picked up about one on the play.
He's going to pick up one or two. We're going to make it third and long. Will they go back to the air? Trojans have tried the airways one time. Incomplete pass. Will he try it again? No, he'll go straight up with a dive to Colin Dubois. Dubois is going to get across the 35, down close to the 30. Let's see where they mark him. At about the 32. They call him Dubois, so we'll call him that too. Okay. At the 32-yard line, it's going to bring up a fourth and three. So Dubois with a nice carry there. Picked up about six. Of course, they're in four-down territory here. Clock continues to run. 9:30 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless, so with Auburn on the move following a good punt return by Cole Donaldson. They'll go back and give it to Colin Dubois, and Dubois is going to get the first down. As he'll get inside the 30, Dubois is going to get down to about the 27, and it'll be a first and 10 for the Auburn Trojans.
Really a great run on that play to get that first down. We've got a nice line up front for the Auburn Trojans. We've got Tyrus Thompson, a senior, 6'2", 240. Tom Johnson, senior, 5'11", 200. Joe Brodetto, 6', 225 pounds. Zane Cunningham, a junior, 5'10", 195, and Gavin Griffith, a sophomore.
A little toss sweep to Dubois, and Dubois goes through the defense, keeps right on going down the sideline. He's not going to be brought down until he's driven out of bounds inside the five, down to the four. Dubois for 23, and it'll be a first and goal for the Trojans.
Boy, Dubois is a quick, comes into the game at 5'7", 150 pounds, but boy, he is lightning quick.
He's in the red zone. Once again are the Auburn Trojans.
And that is the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Dubois, doing an outstanding job with a few runs here in the early going, has taken the Trojans all the way down inside the five. We'll mark it at the four. Up under center is Stewart. Stewart's going to give the ball off to Dubois, and Dubois is going to get close to the end zone, but I think he's going to be brought down at about the one. So give him a gain of three. Make it second and goal from the one for the Auburn Trojans, who are knock, knock, knocking on the door, and they're going to go quickly as they'll send Dubois back in the backfield as the only back behind the quarterback, who will keep it himself, and Timmy Stewart is going to go into the end zone for the touchdown. So Timmy Stewart calls his own number, and he'll take it in from 1 yard out. That's our first score of the game. It goes in the way of the home team, the Auburn Trojans, who have taken a 6-0 lead on the Tim Stewart 1 yard touchdown run. Well, that drive, of course, was started by an outstanding return of the punt, and now the extra point attempt. Spencer Rikus, kick is up, it's high, it's long, and it's good, and we have a penalty flag, I believe, is going to be a roughing the kicker on North Mac, so the point will be good. They can take the penalty on the kickoff if they wish. We'll see what the Trojans decide to do when we come back after these messages on WSMI. The Auburn Trojans score first. It is Timmy Stewart taking it in from 1 yard out. A 7-play, 39-yard drive started off by an outstanding punt return, but 7 plays, 39 yards. Stewart with a 1 yard touchdown run. And this scoring drive summary is brought to you by Hines Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. So now the Panthers of North Mac find themselves trailing 7-0. And they'll run the kickoff out to about the 25-yard line. So from the 25, trailing 7-0, the Panthers will put the offense back on the field and see if they can get back into this ball game.
That was Kyle Fouts in return for the Panthers. Michael Inn made the tackle for the Trojans.
Trips out here to the right side. Single receiver wide left, so there's four receivers out wide far of an Osdell. Instead, he'll go up the middle and try Smith up the chute, and he won't go very far. Going to be brought down right about at the 25-yard line, as that was Cade Smith.
Yeah, Xander Hancock and Charlie Patterson making that tackle.
And I know you're glad to hear Charlie Patterson, who left the field a while ago. He's right back out here again. A gain of one. We'll call it second and nine for the Panthers from their own 26. 7:50 to go here in the first quarter. Auburn with a 7-0 lead. Now the trips will go over to the left side and the single wide receiver over here to the right. Brandon Hipsher will be the wide receiver over here. As now it's going to be a rollout looking for the flare pass. No, he's going to go deep. And out of the hands of the intended receiving Brandon Hipsher. Looked like it was the old give and go there, as he kind of looked like he was going to fake the hook and then go right on deep. The ball was right there, but just could not make connection.
It's going to be a great catch because Ty McCain, the senior cornerback for the Trojans, was very close in coverage. But credit Van Osdell for really dropping that ball right where it needed to be. Would have been a great catch, but Van Osdell put it where it needed to be.
So that puts the Panthers back in that precarious situation. It's third and nine, as they'll have two slots over here with a split end on the right side, and we'll have a penalty flag flying. And usually when they're doing that, they're going to chalk five off against the offense. It'll be a procedure call. Backing the ball up to the 21, and that'll bring up a third and 14 now instead of a third and nine. Something the Trojans could ill afford to give up an extra 5 yards. Third and 14. So far, we've played this game all down at the south end. Donaldo's going to roll out. Now he's going to plant. Now he's going to throw. Oh, ball almost intercepted there, as that was Parker Thomason who went up, got his hands on it, but it went off of his hands, out of bounds, and once again, it'll be punt time for the Panthers. And I might give them a little word of advice when punting the ball, try to punt away from Donaldson.
Absolutely, because he is lightning fast. Fast. That was Kyle Fouts, Jake Benazzo's favorite target. It was on the intended receiver on that play.
DuBois standing at the left hash mark as Donaldson, well, they fumble it at the 40, have to circle back at the 35. Now he's trying to make up ground. He does. Down the sideline he goes. A cutback causes two of the Panthers to fall, and now he'll get the ball all the way back inside the 25, and going to be a penalty flag thrown for a late hit on the Panthers. So you talk about an outstanding run back. As we said, there's double fire back there. This time it was Colin DuBois who had the outstanding run, takes it all the way back to the 24-yard line, and then they're going to tack on half the distance to the goal with the penalty. So once again, Auburn with a 7-0 lead, they're going to have outstanding field position.
Yeah, and that's a tough one. DuBois was really on his feet returning quick when Cade Smith got to him at the last second and made a tackle. Another guy from the kickoff team for the Panthers was coming in also. It was just a real bang-bang play, and that's one that I think would probably go either way, 50-50 at best, but definitely didn't go the Panthers' way on the call.
So the Trojans with the lead, they're going to give the ball off. Oh, this time being wrapped up quickly as Donaldson is coming up with a huge stop there. I'm trying to check on the number. Was that 58 or 59 there? Looked like it could have been Bearden coming in on the tackle, as it's a stop on the play. And it's going to bring up a second and 12. As once again, the Auburn Trojans leading 7-0. They're knock, knock, knocking on the door. They're in the red zone once again. This time, Stewart's going to go to the air. Stewart has a receiver. The pass is incomplete. Intended for Connor Tripp. Good coverage there by the Panthers. And the incomplete pass is going to bring up third. Third and 12. Ball still setting on the 12. They can get a first down without a touchdown, but it's going to be difficult. Now the officials are talking things over. They have a flag over on the far side, way over on the far side. It's almost out in the cornfield. He's going to pick that up. He's going to get a call. Okay, there was an illegal substitution on the offense. We're on the back side of the football field, so when the official makes a call, he'll be looking the other way from us. But thank goodness he has a microphone, so we're lucky we can hear him.
That's a nice touch for a high school football game.
You got that right. The penalty is declined, so that's going to bring up a third and 12 for the Trojans. They'll send two receivers out. They'll roll out under duress. Oh, and cutting down quickly. With the defense, that was Garrett Bearden in there, I do believe, as he got the tackle all the way back in the 20-yard line, and we have a penalty flag thrown as well.
It's going to go against the Trojans.
The Panthers, I believe, will decline this penalty because they had some good yardage recovered there all the way back to the 25-yard line. So it's going to be a loss of 13 on the play. It'll bring up a fourth and 25 for Auburn. Once again, Bearden with an outstanding job getting in there on the tackle.
I tell you, Timmy Stewart did not have a chance in that drop back. The defensive line was through almost on the snap.
Spencer Reich is going to attempt the field goal. They're going to spot the ball down at the 33-yard line. From the 33, a 43-yard attempt. He fires a line drive, and it is good.
Wow.
A 43-yard field goal by Rikas. What a kick there as he makes the score 10-0 in favor of Auburn. What an outstanding kick. We'll be back with the Trojan kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Spencer Rikas comes up with a 43-yard field goal, which culminates a drive which actually started at the 11 after the punt return. So it was four plays, 11 yards, culminating with a Spencer Rikas 43-yard field goal. Figure that out. This scoring drive summary is brought to you by Heinz Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. Well, right now, the Panthers of North Mac, they've got to find a way to get out from the shadow of their own goalposts as they've been playing here at the south end of the field all night long. This kickoff return comes out over the 25, almost to the 30-yard line. They'll mark it at the 29. So the Panthers started at their 28, started at their 25. Now they'll start at their 29. In all three, or the first two series, we should say, they've been unable to get a first down. Let's see if they can get something going here. Cade Smith in the backfield, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper, and there's going to be some good yardage there for Jake Van Oswald as Van Oswald takes the ball out over the 40 to the 41-yard line, a pickup of 12, and the first and 10 Panthers. And Van Oswald said, well, I can't make connections passing. I'm having trouble getting the handoffs into the running back and getting any yardage. Let's take it myself. But he had a good lead blocker there out of the backfield.
I love the call by Coach Bowman, too, because the Trojan defense has just been attacking, coming hard, blitzing on almost every play. That was just a planned quarterback draw where Van Oswald took the ball, brought the ball to his shoulder, and then just took off running to his right, catching them in that blitz. So maybe that'll relax that defense a little bit.
Out of the I backfield, Kirk and Fouts will be the wide receivers over there. They're going to go up the middle to Mason Smith, as Smith is going to be wrapped up at the line of scrimmage for little or no gain. Coming up there is Xander Hancock, the good tackle.
Hancock, and the move he had on the line of scrimmage was outstanding. He punched with the left hand, he swam with the right arm, and that put him right into the running lane, just made an outstanding play. That looked like a drill coming alive. You know, we both coach football. He said, hey, we got to take those drills and take them to the field. That's an example where Xander Hancock took that swim drill, brought it right to the field, and was successful with it.
Yeah, it didn't hurt that he was 6 foot, 270 pounds, but very agile, as you said, with that nice move for the tackle for the loss. Brings up a second and 11, and North Mac needs a timeout. 4:39 to go here in the first quarter. 10-0 Trojans with the lead. Panthers with a timeout. Back after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. Following the timeout, it'll be a second and 11 for North Mac from their own 41. They'll go to the second back coming through, and he's not going to go too far as he's trying to spin around, but he's finally going to go down as Mason Smith found no place to run there as he's going to be brought down for a loss on the play. Back at the 39, going to bring up a third and 13.
It was Drew Killam who came up from his defensive end spot that stopped him and turned him back inside. There he met up, when he got to that point, he met up with Charlie Patterson and Gervasio Marchisa, who cleaned up the mess, and just great team tackling by the Auburn Trojans.
Yeah, every time you spin around, you find another guy in your way, and eventually he goes down. Third down to the air will go the Panthers. And once again, Kyle Fouts cannot make the connection. Another outstanding pass by Van Osdell, but it simply could not make the connection, and it'll be another punting situation for the Panthers. At least they picked up one first down this time.
And it's going to happen. These receivers for North Mac are getting behind the Trojan defenders. Van Osdell is putting the ball right on the hands where they need to be. They're going to start pulling in some of these balls. Like I said, this is a big game for these guys. There's a lot of nerves going on. And as the game goes on, these guys are going to calm down. They're going to start making some of those catches.
Bearden set to punt. This one off the left foot. It'll come down. This one to hit the ground, something we haven't had, a punt without a return, as it's going to be blown dead at the 27-yard line. So at least the Panthers saved a little bit there because there was no run back on it. It'll be a first and 10 for the Auburn Trojans, who lead already 10 to nothing, 3:43 to go here in the first quarter. Things going pretty much the way the Trojans want it here in the early going, Dan.
Yeah, they really are. I tell you, a surprise for me anyway has been Colin DuBois has really, I was expecting to see a lot of Cole Donaldson in the backfield running the ball, but so far Cole's really had the hot hand back there.
This time it's going to be the hand back, as it was Donaldson who got the handoff. However, there's a penalty flag coming in from the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a hold against Auburn, I do believe. Let's see if the Panthers choose to take this one. I believe they will.
Had Caden Hatala and Mason Smith combined on that tackle. Real slow developing play, it looked like. Donaldson was really deep in the backfield. He made a move to the left, quarterback reverse, and then came back to the right. And it just seemed like a very slow developing play. That the Panthers really capitalized defensively to make that stop.
The penalty will take the ball back to the 14, so a 12-yard penalty in essence. And that'll bring up a first and 22 now for the Trojans, who lead here 10 to nothing. They'll give the ball off right up the chute as they're running straight ahead. You talk about running north-south. That's exactly what the Trojans are doing in the early going here. Colin DuBois this time is brought down for little or no gain, as it's going to be brought down at about the 16-yard line. So we'll give him a gain of a couple. Going to bring up a second and still about 20. Tell you what, there's nothing fancy about what the Trojans are doing. They're just bringing that tailback, the only back in the backfield, and bringing him right up the middle, getting some good blocking from the big boys up front. We'll see if they'll do it again. They'll send the man in motion. This time it'll be the jet sweep, and it looks like to me the Panthers have that one pretty much smelled out, as they're going to bring the runner, Colin DuBois, down back, further back, all the way back to the 10-yard line. So it's going to be a loss of six more. Going to bring up a third and 26. This is what we come to expect from the Panther defense.
Really, once they got past those first couple series, you could tell the nerves are gone, and they've calmed down, and they're starting to take the game a little personally and playing some very good defense. DuBois didn't have a chance in that jet sweep. The right tackle got kicked all the way back into the backfield, so his first move was he had to drop three, 4 more yards back, and on a jet sweep, that just gives you very little chance for a gain.
DuBois has a big pad on that left forearm, as now they're going to go back and throw the little middle or screen over on the right side. And a good job there by the Panthers defense coming up on the stop defensively.
It was Cade Smith.
Smith, I think, yes.
Yeah, Cade Smith, one of the outstanding linebackers for this Panther defense, making a great play because
the blockers were there.
The screen was set up, and the blockers was there. Smith doesn't make that tackle, and I think we're probably looking at first down yardage on that.
Yeah, he simply knifed right through the would-be blockers and got in there ahead of time and made an outstanding tackle. From the goal line now, the Trojans will be punting. A little bit of a breeze coming out of the north. They'll have it at the back. The snap is, or the handle is not taken there as he missed the snap back from the center, but he was able to pick it up, recover, and caught a punt from his goal line all the way out to the 50-yard line. So you talk about a generous roll for the Auburn Trojans. They came out of that about as well as they could.
Right, considering the fact that they were looking at giving up the ball inside the 10-yard line, maybe inside the 5. They had the ball playing defense out around midfield as a lucky break for Dave Bates' Trojans.
Yeah, that had the possibilities of being a safety the way he was fumbling around trying to get that snap from the center. But all's well that ends well, I guess, as they say. And that's what happened for the Trojans here. So the Panthers trailing 10-0 with 1:12 to go here in the first quarter. They'll start from the midfield stripe. Rolled out will Van Osdell. He's looking for a receiver. He's got one. He underthrows. Oh, it's going to be dual possession as they go out of bounds. I don't think either player was in bounds, so it's going to be an incomplete pass. And I don't know whether the North Mac Panthers should feel snake bitten or fortunate on that one.
I'm not sure because I think if there was a catch, it was going to be by the Auburn defender. And as the backfield judge ran over, it looked like he was spotting his right foot, and I was afraid they were going to call that an interception. And it looked, and I think out of right, they were out of bounds.
Yeah, both receiver and defender were out of bounds, as you said. And that's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 from midfield, 1:04 showing on the clock, which is stopped with the incomplete pass. We've got two wide receivers to the right, a split in to the left. We'll go to the setback, Mason Smith, and Smith is going to be bulldogged down as coming up is Shane Trimmingham with a huge tackle. If we were wrestling, would he give him 2 points for a takedown on that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we would, especially since that's Auburn's 195-pounder. Shane Trimmingham just made that tackle. An outstanding wrestler, was state-ranked all last season, so not surprised to see Trimmingham with that throw.
So the loss takes the ball back to the 47. That's going to bring up a 3rd and about 13 for the Trojans. For the Panthers. So they've had good field position here in this possession, but they've not been able to do anything with it. Now a key 3rd and 13 for North Mac. Kyle Fouts is the wide receiver out here with Hipshire. As the Panthers going to go to the air, they've got a receiver deep. Oh, got to be a pass interference call there. That's one of those where both receivers were looking over the shoulders for the ball, and just simply the receiver for the Panthers ran into the defender, and the defender is going to be called for interference.
Boy, and Tyrus Thomason came up the middle and just put a big hit on Jake Van Osdell as he was letting go of the ball. So really a great play up the middle that's going to go for naught on the pass interference.
So that is going to move the ball across the midfield stripe. It's going to take it down to, I believe he's going to settle it about the 38. It's going to be enough for a first down. So from the Auburn 38-yard line, it'll be a 1st and 10 for the Panthers. They pick up one via the penalty with 11 seconds to go. They are into Trojan territory for the first time tonight. They'll go with a toss sweep, giving the ball off to Mason Smith. Smith struggling on the right side. He'll get the ball down inside the 35 to about the 33. So let's give him a gain of 5. Let's call it 2nd and 5. That will bring the first quarter to a close after one period of play here at Auburn. Our score reads the Auburn Trojans 10, the North Mac Panthers 0. Back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Second quarter action beginning from the Auburn 33-yard line. North Mac with a 2nd and 5 as they'll send trips over to the far side and they'll go right up the middle. And that'll be Smith on the carry. He'll get the first down inside the 27. Let's mark it at the 26. We've got a quick break here. How about some updates on some other scores back there, guys?
Thank you very much, Gary Boker. It's a blowout at Litchfield High School as Roxana currently leads the Purple Panthers by a score of 33-0. And then the game of the week in the South Central Conference, Pena holding on to a 7-0 lead over Greenville. Now back to Gary and Dan in Auburn.
Exciting high school football across the state throughout mid-Illinois here on Friday night. It'll be a first and 10 for the Panthers. Once again, they're going to give the ball off to Mason Smith. No, they'll fake the handoff and throw the pass. An outstanding play fake there. And then the pass to Kyle Fouts over the middle. And Fouts comes up with an outstanding grab down at the 15-yard line. And so North Mac, don't look now, but they're knock, knock, knocking on the door.
And that catch is going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
I really like the way Mason Smith carried out that fake. Had me fooled. Then I looked up, and here was Fouts over the middle making an outstanding catch and giving the Panthers new life as they continue this drive, trailing 10-0, but they're on the move. Single setback, they'll go to the air. Pump fake, now looking over the middle. Oh, that pass was into double coverage, and I think Van Osdell should be thankful that that pass was thrown low and incomplete, because the only guy to make a reception was wearing blue.
That was one where they used Kyle Fouts, their leading receiver. He ran just a hot feet, came back after the ball. That's a play they like to run a lot. They get it out to him. He's got blockers in front of him. Well, they faked that, and Van Osdell just turned and threw to Cannon Kirk the post without really, I think, looking to see that there were two defenders right there in the area.
That brings up a second and 10 from the 15-yard line out of the I formation. They'll go back to Mason Smith, and Smith's going to get the ball down. I believe he'll be at about the 11-yard line. So that's going to bring up a third down, and still about six to go.
Yeah, Charlie Patterson on the tackle for the Trojans, and that very aggressive, very attacking Trojan defense looks a little tired out there right now. They're on their heels a little bit. The offensive line from the Panthers are starting to kind of take over.
Colton Grayson comes into the ball game. A little bit more beef up front. We'll see. Will they go with some power there if he goes in at the right tackle position? Out of the eye go the Panthers. They'll go out the middle, and they are going to be met. Going to be a penalty flag coming in on the far side. But that time, Mason Smith didn't have a chance as he was met by Shane Trimmingham, amongst others, right at the line of scrimmage. Now we'll see what is the flag. It's going to be a holding call against North Mac. Do they want to take the penalty, or do they want to take a fourth down? We shall see. They're looking over to see what Coach Bates and his staff decide they want to do. Looks like they're going to send them back.
And, you know, I can't say that I blame Coach Bates. You got Jake Van Osdell, a very talented passer. Kyle Fouts, a very crafty receiver. I think I'd try to get him as far away from the end zone as I could also.
Yeah, but what you're doing by backing him up, you're going to give him two opportunities to find pay dirt instead of just one. But we shall see. It's going to bring up a third and about 16. Ball resting on the 22 as the clock runs following the administration of the penalty. 9:30 to go till halftime. The Nosdell with one back in the backfield with him. Now he's going to be caught going out to the outside and brought down for a loss on the play. There's that man Trimmingham once again. I mean, to tell you what, he's coming through like lightning, isn't he?
Yeah, really very explosive. Coming off that defensive end position, and boy, he's pumped up too. He's jumping around. He's high-fiving. And Trimmingham really has been a difference maker here. When the Trojan defense looked like they were a little saggy on the heels, he's really put a jolt of energy into them.
So now that backs the Panthers all the way back to the 33-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth and 26. Now we see why they took the penalty. They said, we have no fear. We'll just blitz him through.
I told you, Coach Bates said, I got Shane Trimmingham. We're going to back him up. We're going to let him do his thing. We're going to back him up even more.
Coach Patrick Bowman says we need a timeout with 8:42 to go till halftime. 10-0 is the Trojan lead. It looked like the Panthers were on the move, but right now they're moving back the wrong way. It'll be a 4th and 26 when we come back. You're listening to WSMI.
David Jenkins back with you in your WSMI studios for this WSMI game break. Pena now leading Greenville by a score of 14-0, keeping an eye on that one as both those teams 5-0 coming into tonight's matchup. And at Hillsboro, Vandalia a 21-0 lead over the Toppers. Now back to Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk in Auburn.
Thank you, David Jenkins, keeping us up on the South Central. We're here in the Sagamo Conference action tonight as North Mac with a 4th-and-a-quarter mile as the ball's all the way out on the 33-yard line. Venazzo's going to look to the end zone. He throws and once again just slightly overthrown. So close that, as the guy says, no cigar.
Right. Brandon Hipsher was the intended receiver, left his feet to try to go after the ball. And boy, I want to think that if he stays on his feet and running,
run through it,
he may have given himself at least a better chance. It might have still been a little bit deep from Van Osdahl, but I think if he'd have run through the route, like I said, I think it really improved his chances on that play.
But once again, Van Osdahl throwing some nice balls. I mean, he has really been spot on with a lot of these passes. This one just slightly overthrown, but the best shot they had it was that play call, and you have to give him credit. But nonetheless, the Auburn Trojans leading 10-0. They're going to take over on their own 33. Make that the 38 because the Panthers are a little anxious, going to jump off sides and give them a free five.
Well, and again, the wiry old Coach Bates, in the last series, the defense of the North Mac Panthers was coming hard and really aggressive. And Coach Bates said, all right, let's see if we can relax you guys a little bit. Go on two, get those guys coming across the line of scrimmage. Easy five.
Picks up 5 free yards. 8:36 to go to halftime. 10-0 Auburn with the lead. Panther defense swarming at the point of attack. And now a penalty flag comes in at the end of the play. The Panthers did a good job there of stopping the ball carrier for little or no gain. Was that Donaldson on the carry?
Yes, it was Cole Donaldson. And they had him stopped. And the Panther defense just kept punching in there and punching in there and punching in there. And finally the back judge had enough and threw his flag.
Two players, one from each team, met at the line of scrimmage after the play was over. And they kind of gave each other the fist knuckles. In other words, I'm okay, you're okay, I understand.
Right, I get
no hard feelings, good sportsmanship.
Yeah, and I tell you, and it was. That was from, it was Cole Donaldson of the Auburn Trojans, and I believe number 33.
Yes.
Who do we have there, right? That was, Caden Hatala. Boy, two class acts meeting there in the middle saying, hey, let's just keep playing hard.
So that will give them a first down. Now they'll go deep, and they'll have a receiver wide open, and he's going to be tripped up, but not until he makes the catch. Connor tripped all the way down to the 5-yard line before he's finally tripped up. They're actually going to mark him down at about the 9. So we'll give him a gain of 42 yards on the pass play from Stewart all the way down to Connor Tripp at the 10. And you talk about trying to make the big play. Well, the Auburn Trojans did just that right there.
Really a great job by that Auburn offensive line, giving Stewart plenty of time to step into that pass. And, boy, did he deliver a beaut. That pass is going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Exmark. Score now with Exmark at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Just when you think the Auburn Trojans are going to be doing conservative play calling, they come up with a big pass play. Now they try to go back on the ground game, and it's going to be little or no gain at all right there. Is it going to be brought down, and who is that? Is that Garrett Bearden back in the backfield once again?
Our favorite name to call from the Panther defense.
All just,
he's almost a running back for the other team. He spends so much time in the backfield.
So that's going to bring up a 2nd and goal back at the 13-yard line. Now they'll try it again up the middle, and again the Panther defense is doing a good job of swarming and making sure they don't get very far at all. Like one was Hatala in there on that tackle, and he had some help from friends. Was Rhett Call in there as well?
Right, and also Tyler Hamilton. So just a great team effort by that front seven of the Panthers.
At the 14, another loss on the play brings up a third and goal. They were at the 9, then the 13, now the 14. Can the Panthers do it again? Up under center is Stewart. Stewart's going to roll out. He's looking for receivers. Now he's going to be running for his life. Whoa, this one overthrown as he had the receiver. Connor tripped, but you talk about being under pressure. Good defensive effort there. I believe one of the guys was Bearden, who was putting on pressure, as well as Rhett Caller. That's two pretty big guys there. Bearden at 245, Call almost 200, putting pressure on the quarterback. Incomplete pass. Going to have another field goal.
Timmy Stewart, quarterback for the Trojans, was running hard, and with those two big guys chasing him, I don't blame him.
A little bit overthrown on the pass, but it was not a bad pass for, as you said, the duress that he was under. So now it's going to be Rikus to attempt the field goal. They'll spot it at the 27-yard line. It's up, it's high, it's long, and it's good. Spotted that. Did they spot it on the 17?
It was on the 20. He kicked it from the 22. So
it'll be a 32-yard field goal. So the second field goal of the game for Rikus. Makes it 13-0. Auburn with the lead. We'll take a break. Be back with the Trojan kickoff after these messages on WSMI. So the Auburn Trojans get hold of the ball on their own 38-yard line. Takes them five plays to go 62 yards. Spencer Rikus with a 32-yard field goal makes it 13-0. And this scoring drive summary is brought to you by Heinz Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. You got to like this kicker. And how young did you say
he is? He's just a sophomore, Spencer Rikus. And he came into this game 1-for-2 on field goals. He's already 2-for-2 on two. Decent, long high school field goals. So I think Coach Bates is gaining confidence in his young kicker.
Well, it's nice to know that when you get that close to the goal line, you don't have to settle. You can at least pick up 3 points. On the return for the Panthers this time is Kyle Fouts. And Fouts gets the ball out near the 40-yard line. An outstanding run back there by Kyle Fouts.
Really was. Had Hunter Rhodes on the tackle for the Trojans. And had he not made that tackle, he was just getting ready to slip into some wide-open green grass.
He had one more gear overdrive, and he was about ready to get into it. But instead, he'd be brought down. And the Panthers now trailing 13-0 with 6.5 to go till halftime. They'll send Trips out here to the near side. Fouts is out here. He's got Bryce Emery along with him. One back in the backfield. They'll roll out to the right side. It's going to be a quarterback keeper as Van Osdell's going to call his number. Down the sideline he goes. It's a race to the finish line. 5, and they're going to call him down at the 1-yard line. What an outstanding run by Jake Van Osdell as he simply fake to the left, went around right in, down the far sideline, and he was sprinting all the way. Did you get who had the touchdown saving tackle?
I did not. I could not see the tackle. I was looking back trying to figure out how long this touchdown run was going to be, because I thought Jake had pulled away.
I thought it was Parker Thomason, but I'm not sure.
Parker Thomason.
Well, that ball is setting on the 1-yard line, so that would be 49. 59 yards, first and goal for the Panthers. They will push it forward. There's no call yet. Now there is a call. Next problem is, got to figure out who's got the ball. I believe that is going to be Van Osdell on the keeper. As he comes up limping. But he comes up with 6 points on the board. And so now the scoreboard reads 13-6. As Jake Van Osdell calls his own number. And well, he should, as he had the huge run to get him down there. Now the point after attempt. Off the foot of Cannon Kirk. It's up, it's high, it's long, and it's good. Kirk's point after him makes our score 13-7. Trojans with the lead, but the momentum has swung over to this side of the field with the North Mac Panthers. We'll be back with the Panther kickoff after these messages on WSMI. The scoring is coming in bunches. At the 6:36 mark, Auburn kicks the 32-yard field goal to take a 13-0 lead. North Mac, a huge running play by Van Osdell, takes the ball from the 40 down to the 1, and then Jake Van Osdell finishes it off with a 1-yard touchdown run. It's a two-play, 60-yard drive for the Panthers, and this scoring drive summary is brought to you by Heinz Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. This is more what we expected between these two teams, Dan.
Really, really was. The beginning of the game looked like it was going to be all Auburn Trojans, but the Panthers have settled down now. The nerves are gone, and we've got a solid, solid football game going on in front of us here.
Run back comes out to the 22-yard line. So the Trojans now, they'll go back up on top from their own 22. We understand that Gillespie has a 7-0 lead at halftime. Now the handoff. Whoa, you talk about having some confused Panthers. They were running back and forth, couldn't figure out where the ball was. And the ball was with Cole Donaldson. Donaldson makes a nice run out to about the 25. We'll give him a gain of about 4, call it 2nd and 6.
Donaldson ran that jet sweep, and I think most of the defense thought that it was a fake, but the tailback did not have the ball, and they were doing a lot of turning around.
Now they'll pitch it to the tailback, and he'll go right up the middle, and Tyler Hamilton's going to come up with a big stop there. Looks like Lucas Taylor may have been on the stop as well, as they'll spot the ball down at the 26th. Give him a short gain, maybe 1. It's going to be 3rd and still a long 5, short 6. Panther defense making some big plays here. You can tell they're rejuvenated after having scored that touchdown.
Absolutely. Really playing some hard football here on the defensive side.
Cole Donaldson in the backfield. He's the only back there. Trojans looking to see if they can get a hard count and pick up 5 free yards, but the Panthers are not going to bite. They're going to hold firm. And now they're going to get into the backfield and make the tackle before they had a chance. Garrett Bearden, if I've said it once, I've said it a dozen times. Another huge stop, but a flag over on the far side. We shall see what that's all about, but tell you what, the Panthers playing some inspired defense here.
Really was. It was Tyler Hamilton helping out with that play, too. And they just blew up the whole right off the side of the offensive line.
The officials wanted to discuss it. The entire Auburn team surrounded the officials. So before they started their discussion, they said, boys, get back in the huddle, get out of the way, let us talk about it.
Go to your room.
Yeah, you know what they're trying to figure out, don't you? Do they want a Kathleen special pizza as they head back home? It's a dead ball, personal foul against North Mac.
I think we might be looking at an ejection.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
They're going over it with Coach Bowman, who seems to be staying calm for the moment.
The ball is resting on the 25 right now. And, indeed, there is a Panther. I believe it's Candon Hatala, who will have to leave the field as he has been ejected.
And that was Ken Hatala was the player earlier that had the unsportsmanlike. And I think that might be what we're looking at. Not that what he did, Hatala did on this play was so terrible.
The warning one.
I think it was his second one, yeah. And which is going to result in the ejection.
That is going to hurt the Panthers in oh so many ways.
Really a great offender, Atala, so yes, definitely.
The penalty will take the ball out to the 40-yard line. It'll give the Trojans a 1st and 10 with 4:47 to go till halftime. 13-7 is the Trojan lead, and the clock will wind up following the assessment of the penalty. So leading 13-7, the Trojans got 15 free ones there. I shouldn't say free ones. Somebody paid the price for it.
Mm.
Now they've marked the ball ready for play, and now there's some discussion with the Auburn coaching staff, so the clock has been stopped while they get that straight. Now the discussion is over, so we'll wind that clock, and it will not start just yet. In any event, we'll see what happens here. First and 10 from the 40-yard line. Stewart puts a man in motion. He'll give the ball to the fullback up the middle. And Donaldson's not going to go very far at all. Another penalty flag down. I think one of the Panthers, after making the tackle, may have pushed the player as he was getting up. And they're going to mark off 15 more yards against the Panthers. Well, boys, you got to get under control.
That was Brandon Hipscher, that just a little extracurricular on the tackle.
But that's 30 yards now that the Trojans have gotten all the way down to the 45-yard line of North Mac. And they have had two, I hate to use the word foolish, but I will use the word unwise penalties. To the 45-yard line of North Mac go the Trojans, and now Coach Bowman takes a timeout. I think he wants to get a timeout to get control of his team and say a few brief words, shall we say. As he does, let's take this break and see if we've got some updates back in the studio, guys. Thank you, David Jenkins, and let's see if we can get these Panthers back on track here as they have given up some big yardage. Now the Trojans will go to the air as looking for the pass receivers. Nobody was there. What was there was two huge defenders, Kyle Fouts, Garrett Bearden. A 1-2 combination drops Timmy Stewart all the way back at the 48-yard line. A loss on the play of 7 yards, going to bring up a second and 17. That's what you call inspiring your defense.
Right, and that's the upside of this is now all of a sudden the Panther defense is going to take on this mantra, but it's us against the world. You feel a little picked on.
The Panthers are coming.
Advantage.
And they're going to have it in the backfield again. Another penalty flag thrown as coming up with a stop is Mason Smith. You talk about knifing into the backfield and making sure of the tackle. Mason Smith did just that all the way back at the 42, but there's laundry on the lawn. It's got to be one against Auburn. It is a holding call against Auburn. I was thinking we had one-way flags going there for a while.
The sideline judge was coming over to talk to Coach Bowman. I thought, oh, my goodness, he's giving him bad news again.
No, he was wanting to let him know. Hey, this one's going to let
breathe,
his blood pressure.
Breathe, Coach. Breathe, Coach. That was Drew Killam on the carry. Well, he's got some time in the backfield for the Trojans.
Now they'll wind that clock up as we go inside the 340 mark. It is from the 42-yard line now, a third and 23 for the Trojans. They'll go to the air. Will Sturt. Sturt's going to be flushed out of the pocket. He's going to try to slide to safety at the 43 because he'll go down picking up one, but that's going to bring up a fourth and 22. Hold on now. Hold on now. Could it be that the Trojans are going to punt? We haven't seen that yet tonight, have we?
First time so far.
One time.
Who was that masked man running around the backfield chasing the quarterback of the Trojans?
It's always the same guy.
It's always the same guy. It's Garrett Bearden.
He just does
that
it.
Guy.
Does it again. I thought they might go with a screen pass because of the way that the Panthers were coming firing in. Now we'll see as the Trojans will punt. Get a foot into it. Oh, it's a bad snap.
He will
not get the punt off. It is fumbled. Coming up, Cade Smith with an outstanding play. You talk about a pancake tackle. He took that punter, put him flat on his back, separated him with the ball, and now the Panthers, they have momentum going their way. As a result of the poor snap, it will be North Mac ball first and 10, and they will get it on the 28-yard line of Auburn. And boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about a reversal of fortunes. You got 30 yards in penalties, and now all of a sudden a revitalized defense gives the ball to the Panthers in good field position.
Remember, Gary, that hit jogged my memory. That was the Auburn's second punt. The first one, they dropped the ball in the goal line and kicked out.
Yeah.
So that's two they've dropped.
And he ended up getting the punt out to the 50-yard line. Now they're going to give it to Cade Smith. Smith's going to try right up the middle. He's going to get inside the 25 to maybe the 24. We'll give him a gain of, let's call it four, make it second and six. Why not give it to him?
Heck yeah,
he made the big play.
Smith. He made the tackle on the punter.
2:30 and counting here in the second quarter. 13-7, it seems like Auburn had been in control for pretty much the entire first half. But here in the final minutes, it is the Panthers who have an opportunity to take the lead if they can punch one in out of the I formation. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. They'll give the ball off to Smith. This time it's Mason. Mason will veer off to the right. He'll get the ball inside the 20. He'll go down to the 19, give him a gain of 5, going to bring up a third and still about one from the 19.
That takes us in the Sievers Equipment Red Zone. That's powered by Sievers JCB. Score now with JCB at Sievers. Check it out online at sieversequipment.com.
Of course, four down territory here for the Panthers, but they would like very much to go ahead and get the first down on this play if they could. It'll be Smith and Smith behind Van Osdell in the backfield. They're in the I formation. Twins over to the right side. We've got a penalty marker thrown, and the umpire's coming through and going to call a procedure call against the Panthers. That'll back the ball out to the 24 and break up a third and 6. Can't be shooting yourself in the foot, as they say. Of course, the Auburn Trojans said, we need a break any way we get it right now.
Right. The Panthers have become very, very aggressive in their play. And when it works for them, it works very well. But unfortunately, that aggressive play has brought on some unnecessary penalties.
Clock is running with 80 seconds to go here in the first half. There will be two backs in the backfield. In the pistol formation goes Van Osdell. He's under press. He's going to be brought down all the way back at the 36-yard line. The one thing he couldn't afford to do, he did, and that is get sacked back at the 36. A loss of 12, going to bring up a 4th and 18. Credit that Trojan defense. They took a page out of the Panther book on pressuring the quarterback.
Hey, Drew Killam coming from his defensive end spot, making that play, coming up the middle. Xander Hancock also helped out with that. So, dialed up a big play when they needed it, that's for sure.
15 seconds showing on the play clock, 39 seconds showing on the halftime or clock to halftime, as it now comes up 4th and 15 for the Panthers. Look like they might be going in for a score to take the lead. They still might, as they have two receivers wide left, two receivers wide right. The play clock runs out, and I believe the Panthers are going to be charged 5 yards. It'll be a delay of game. Take the ball back to the 41. Make it 4th and 23. We have seen some interesting things in this first half, to say the least. Both teams seeming to move in the wrong direction. Now, following the timeout, I don't think the Panthers really realize what they want to do. They've got guys here, guys there. Now, I think they're going to switch into punt formation, so they got to get a bunch of guys off. There's still 10 seconds on the play clock, so they've got time. They'll get the snap off. Left-footed punter, Bearden, punts it into the end zone with 16 seconds left. The Trojans leading 13-7. They'll get the ball one more time, and we'll take one more break before halftime and be back after these messages on WSMI. Well, the punt went into the end zone for a touchback. The Trojans will take a knee, and that will take us to halftime. After two quarters of play here in Auburn, it is the Auburn Trojans 13 and the North Mac Panthers 7. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. But Dan is ready, but Gary's got to go look up the definition of erroneous.
Professor,
big words.
Professor Jenkins.
Oh.
I think I used it right, did I not?
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I just didn't know what it meant. The kickoff comes back out to the 38-yard line, and Auburn will get that ball, and they'll hand off first play, giving off to Cole Donaldson. He's going to get little or no gain, as he's going to be brought down at the 38-yard line. It'll be a 2nd and 10.
On the kickoff, North Mac hit kind of a pooch onside type kick that was returned back out very well, but I think the Panthers were looking to capitalize on some of that momentum they picked up in the first half.
Well, they want to make sure they don't kick off. About momentum.
Oh.
There is momentum as big number 56,
ooh,
Garrett, can I say it again?
Ooh.
Bearden in the backfield for the stop. guy's going to have nightmares. Going to have nightmares.
Yeah, poor Cole Donaldson's children just shook, and they're 20 years away from coming to the earth. Garrett Bearden hit him so hard.
That's going to bring up a third and about 12. Tell you what, Bearden has just been a man possessed defensively tonight. He's not only getting the job done, he's enjoying it immensely. Now into the backfield, Colin DuBois. He's going to take the fake, and now they're going to pass. A penalty flag is thrown. Oh, outstanding defense there by the North Mac defender coming up. Who was that over there?
Bryce Every, who we were not sure if he was on play today. Bryce Every making that play.
Every and Cannon Kirk doing a good job there, and a penalty flag thrown. It's going to be a holding call against Auburn. That will be decline, and so the Panthers defense comes out and does just what they want, a three and out, forcing the Trojans to punt. Now, as you said, one of the problems that the Trojans have had has been getting the ball back to the punter, Spencer Rikus. He's standing at about the 22. The long snap comes back. Will it be accurate this time? We shall see. A little bit wobbly, but he gets it okay. Gets a kick off. It's a wobbly end-over-end kick. Comes down on the 40-yard line of New Berlin of North Mac and goes out of bounds at the 37. So North Mac trailing here 13-7, going to get some good field position starting on their own 37.
Got a little quiet before that snap. I think everybody was anticipation of what potentially could happen on both sides of the ball. And there was a collective kind of holding of the breath, waiting to see if they get that punt off.
Well, now North Mac comes out, and they showed their defense. They displayed their defense. They really were excited about getting out there defensively. Can they turn the page and do the same thing offensively? Mason Smith going to be one of three receivers wide to the left, and it's going to be the quarterback keeper once again. A little dancing across the 40, out to about the 44-yard line, a gain of 7 for Jake Benazzo. Been a very picturesque runner tonight.
And I love the call. On its surface, you've got 6'3", 175-pound Jake Benazdo, just a very good ball carrier. But you're going to take any thoughts away from the Trojan defense of wouldn't he be aggressive coming across the line when you got him just taking a go. So I like the call all around for a lot of reasons.
Now the Panthers will go back to an I formation with a split end and a slot over to the near side. And this time, going to be little or no gain. No, it's going to be a loss on the play as Dylan Cavish comes into the backfield. He was doing his Bearden impression, I'd say, there.
He almost ran by him. I think in the back of his mind, he thought, oh, this is going to be a ball faking, but Nelsdell's going to keep the ball on it. And he got his hands on Mason Smith just in time to bring him back to the ground.
Takes him back to the 40. And that's going to bring up a third and about 7. From their own 40, clock running at 9:15 to go here in the third quarter, 13-7, Auburn with the lead, North Mac with the ball. Benazzo's going to roll out to the left. He's going to now reverse direction, go out to the right. Got a little daylight, got a receiver. Oh, once again, in and out of the hands of Brandon Hipscher. Good defense over there on the far corner, as it looked like Dakota Brown may have had a hand on that at the last second.
Maybe so, but boy, again, another really well-delivered Vake Benazdo pass is going to go for naught. It's going to bring on a punt. Boy, how would you love to see punter Mr. Garrett Reardon pull the ball down and take off running on a fake? Boy, that would be a train on the loose.
Well, on the other side there, you've got a couple guys down there. He really doesn't want to punt the ball, too, but he will, as Donaldson's going to let it roll. It'll go right between them.
Oh,
it'll take a north back bounce down inside the 20, inside the 15. It's going to be all the way down to the 12-yard line. So Auburn, from their own 12, that's where they're going to start, as 8:50 to go here in the third quarter, 13-7. Is the Auburn lead, and they have the ball, but they have a long ways to go if they want to score again.
definitely some issues to work out, and I think probably as much along the front line as anything, and trying to find the answer for Garrett Beard and his friends up front so they can move the ball.
They'll do the toss sweep, get the ball to the outside. Skirting around the end is Colin DuBois, and DuBois goes not only out of bounds, but he's on lane 6 of the track before he finally gets shut down. And he is going to be brought down out there by Kirk as they'll mark it at the 15-yard line, give him a gain of 3 or 4, call it second, we'll say 6.
DuBois really showing some quick feet. There was some penetration over on that side of the field, and he quick jumped to the outside and accelerated and caught the edge and got up the field, because that could have been easily a 5-yard loss as opposed to a 5-yard gain.
He'll run that jet sweep, try to turn the corner there, and there's Bearden, who wraps him up. Bear hugged down, and that was bad as he went down on his shoulder. Looked like he might have been injured, but I'll tell you what, one tough cookie is Colin DuBois as he gets right back up with the ball on the 15. No gain, brings up a 3rd and 6.
Colin DuBois has left the field. He is holding his right arm in very close.
I wasn't sure, but what that shoulder didn't take a run of it. That's what you call a crushing blow.
Bearden really came
down on him, and he landed hard.
And there's been some, you know, the officials have taken offense with a couple of tackles by the Panthers, but that was not the case here with Garrett Bearden's tackle. It was just big guy coming down on little guy on a very good tackle.
It's going to be a timeout called with 8:02 to go here in the third quarter. Auburn leading 13-7. It'll be 3rd and 6 when we come back after these messages on WSMI. 3rd and 6 from their own 15 for the Auburn Trojans as we come out of the timeout. They'll fake and try to go to the air. You're not going to get to the air. You're going to get to the ground because Fouts and Bearden had a team meeting on top of the quarterback in the backfield down inside the 10.
Great time to dial up a safety blitz, bringing Kyle Fouts off the edge from the right side. Got Garrett and Bearden coming on the left side, and it was just a meeting of the men in the middle. Great play call all around for the Panther defense.
So now it'll be punt time, and the Trojans will be punting from their own end zone. In fact, the North Mac punt returners, the snap was a little low, but he's able to get it off. Brings it out over the 30. It'll take a Trojan bounce to the 35. Panthers going to pick it up and try to run it back, and they'll be brought down at the 35-yard line. So from the Auburn 35, it'll be outstanding field position for the North Mac Panthers. Now, Dan, they were here before in good field position. 30 yards of penalties later took that drive away. Let's keep it clean here, guys, and see if you can punch a score in.
Yeah, we talked about it coming into the second half that this score really, really should be 14-13 North Mac. But you're right. We're right back where they were at that point. Some mistake-free football. North Mac needs to punch it in.
Well, they're making a little switch defensively. Shane Trimmingham coming over to the wide side of the field, and now we're going to have a penalty flag thrown. I believe it's going to be illegal participation as the Panthers broke the huddle with 12 players.
And that's the second time tonight that the Panthers have done that. And from a coaching perspective, there can't be anything that's just more frustrating than that.
Nope. Oh, so that'll back him up 5, take it out almost to the 40-yard line. They're walking the wrong way, as Buddy Blattner would say. Bryce Emery is going to be a wide receiver over here to the near side. Kyle Fouts is out here with him as well. As the Panthers are going to go up the middle, they'll give it off to Mason Smith. Smith's going to drive forward as he's going to get the ball down to about the 35-yard line. A little marked at the 36. Give him a gain of 4. We'll call it 2nd and 12.
Kate, the fullback, Kate Smith, had a really, really great block up the middle on that, stood straight up and held his hands up. You could tell that during halftime, Coach Bowman said, hey, guys, we cannot afford any more of these penalties. So he wanted to make sure that, hey, there's nothing extracurricular, just good sound blocking in football.
Bryce Emery going to be a tight end now. So he'll have a slot back and a split end outside of him. They'll try to run to the left side. Oh! As Mason Smith tried to turn the corner, he's brought up, and that was your man there, wasn't it? Patterson.
Our boy Charlie Patterson on the play.
I'll tell you what.
Absolutely. Dylan Cavish right there helping him out, but really filling the gap well. Patterson came up and made the tackle on a difficult to tackle Mason Smith. So, good play.
And we speak of Charlie Patterson. As you said, you've known him for a long time, but tonight we're just thankful he's back out here because we thought early in the game he might be sidelined for the remainder of the game.
That very first offensive play of the game for the Panthers, yeah, Patterson came up, same duo, making a tackle on Smith, and luckily he's back though.
Twins to the left, split receiver to the right. They'll go up the middle. No, they'll fake it up the middle. They'll throw down across on the pattern, and now the official, he is vehemently saying, no, that was an incomplete pass, and Kyle Fouts is trying to sell it. I made the catch, and the official said, no, you didn't. Well, guess what? When Black and White Stripe gets into an argument, they always win.
They always do, and I tell you what, and it was the crowd, I'm sure you could hear at home, was not really agreeing with that play. Remind me a little bit about the play last night in the Seahawks game where they just tipped it off the ground. And,
yeah.
But we don't have the benefit of replay here, so we're going to have to just trust the good eyes of the man all the way over here from the sideline.
Well, the pass was thrown behind him, so it was going to be a miraculous catch if he did. Now it's going to be a rollout action by Vanoggel. He's got to be a receiver deep. A little bumping on both the offense and the defense, and I guess no harm, no foul, no gain, so no flag is thrown. And the incomplete pass is going to give the ball back over to Auburn on downs.
Yeah, like I said, there was a lot of contact by both guys really fighting for position there. The Auburn receiver got up and was trying, kind of giving a pushing motion. Brandon Hipshire was hoping for a call, but there was contact from both guys on that one.
And so on downs, Auburn will take over, still clinging to that 13-7 lead. 5:33 to go here in the third quarter. What has been a scoreless third quarter. Still 13-7, as we said. Now there's going to be some maneuvering and changing. It's Parker Thomason. Thomason comes in. He'll go in motion. He'll fake the jet sweep. Now they'll go to the air. Got the receiver going deep. He's behind the defender. He'll make the catch. And then finally going to be wrestled down. But that is Connor Tripp, who made an outstanding catch all the way down to the 20-yard line. So give him 44 yards on the play, give the Trojan a lightning quick first down. And I tell you what, you talk about putting the ball right on the money. That's exactly what Timmy Stewart did there.
Really, Connor Tripp now with two catches, the only two catches for Auburn for 86 yards. So he and Timmy Stewart have hooked up on a couple of big plays flipping that field.
Yeah, a little bit of the play action there. The secondary for North Mac bit just enough to get him open free. Now Timmy Stewart is going to run himself off the left tackle. He'll get the ball down inside the 15, down to about the 12. It'll be a gain of, let's call it 8, make a second and 2, as they're now down inside the 20.
And that Timmy Stewart run takes us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
4:40 to go here in the third quarter. The Auburn Trojans with a 13-7 lead, but they're knock, knock, knocking on the door once again. Going to be a handoff to Donaldson, I believe. Penalty flag is thrown as Donaldson tries to scoot around the right side. He's finally driven out of bounds down at about the 3. But there's going to be a penalty flag, and I think this one's coming back.
I believe so. Just where it was. It was thrown behind the play by the Whitehead. Generally, a holding call is usually the call from that angle and position.
So the flag's at the 13, which was just about the line of scrimmage. Should bring him back outside the 20. It'll still be second down, but it's going to be second down and a little bit more than the 2 they had to go before.
There's been a little frustration on this side of the field with North Mac, and when they pointed that was a penalty, in fact, on Auburn, there was a clapping coming from the crowd. I think happy to see a penalty called on the other team.
Out to the 24 now is going to bring up a second and 13. Now one of the players heading over to the sideline for the Trojans. I guess they didn't break the huddle to 12. Oh, a missed tackle in the backfield. Fouts had him, and now the pass a little bit too high over the outstretched arms of Connor Tripp, as that one was looked like going to be a loss on the play, but Fouts could not get his claws on the quarterback, Timmy Stewart. He eluded him, made a nice pass, went right through the hands of Connor Tripp. Incomplete pass will bring up a third and 13.
Really great feed Timmy Stewart has, and he was able to, and he turned around, and Fouts was right there. I was very impressed with how quickly he shifted around Fouts, because Fouts is he's not slow himself. He's a quick little booger, so that's a great play by Stewart getting away from him.
Third and 13, man in motion. They'll fake the handoff. They'll fake the other handoff, and they'll throw the little screen pass, and the screen pass goes nowhere, as there is big number 59, Tyler Hamilton, a 6'1", 210-pound senior, as he wrapped him up for a loss on the play. Was he excited or what?
Oh, it really was, and I tell you what, I've been wondering when Auburn was going to throw a screen play to try to kind of counterbalance the aggressiveness of the Panther defense, but they sniffed that out and played it very well. Tyler Hamilton was sitting right there just waiting to make the tackle. I'm not sure if he wouldn't have had a little bit more state of mind of where he was. He could have intercepted that pass and gone with it. But he wisely, rather than miss the ball and give a big play, waited, let the catch happen, then made the tackle for loss.
Well, the play clock's running down. Auburn has to take a timeout. 3:28 to go here in the third quarter. Our scoreboard here reads 13-7 in favor of Auburn. How is our scoreboard back in WSMI looking right now?
Well, Gary Boker, it depends on the score exactly. I'll tell you about those. Pena extending their lead over Greenville by a score of 26-7. Vandalia is all over Hillsboro, that score 48-6. Southwestern leading Staunton 22-8. And Roxana over Litchfield 47-6. Now back to Gary and Dan in Auburn.
There's just no way of getting around that guy. I don't care if you try to surprise him and go back quickly. He's got the scores ready.
He's got it at
his disposal. Thank you very much, David Jenkins. 3:28 to go here in the third quarter. Following the timeout, it will be a 4th and 18 from the 29 of North Mac for the Auburn Trojans. Why not try a field goal here? Not that much of a breeze.
No, not much. And boy, that sophomore kicker has got a leg on him. But it looks like they're sending the offense back on the field.
Well, they've got twins left. They've got twin right. So they've got two wide receivers on each side. And now getting back to throw is going to be a short pass to Connor Tripp. Tripp's going to make the catch. Is he going to get the first down? He's going to get awfully close. He'll be out of bounds. Where will they spot it at? Nope, he's going to come up short. And so the Panthers are going to get the ball back with 3:21 to go here in the third quarter. They've been sitting on that one touchdown. They trail 13-7. They have trailed 13-7 since the halfway mark of quarter number two. And we'll take a quick break and be back after this one message on WSMI. First down play, they'll go to Smith. He'll go down as Dylan Cavish comes up with... I tell you what, we're having some defensive linemen and linebackers who are getting through that line so quickly. Loss of two, bring up 2nd and 12.
Right, on both teams. Both teams' defenses really do an outstanding job of getting into the backfields and disrupting plays. The yardage by both offenses is showing that I think whichever offensive line kind of gets some things figured out, they're going to win this game.
13-7 is the Auburn lead. Do a little toss sweep to Mason Smith. Smith will try to turn the corner over on the right side. A penalty flag is down. We have had plenty of those tonight. There's going to be a lot of officials' wives who are going to have to do laundry tomorrow morning because all of the flags are going to be green instead of yellow.
Again, it's that same location.
It'll be a holding call against the Panthers. Now, at 2nd and 12, do you want to take that play and make it 3rd, or do you want to back them up? It'll be half the distance to the goal, right? Take it back to about the 6 or the 7.
Yeah,
this will be, in essence, a 6-yard penalty. We'll replay 2nd down, but it'll be 2nd and 18 now for the Panthers. 2:32 to go here in the third quarter. They'll wind that clock up, and away they go. Down to 2:22 showing on that third quarter clock. 2nd and 18. Panthers going to try the sweep, as the jet sweep will get them out to about the 15-yard line. It's going to be a pickup.
Dakota Brown and Parker Thomason on the tackle.
Did they say Will June on that carry?
We did, yeah. Will June has just come in the game. And I just looked down and happened to see Mason Smith down here with some water, doesn't seem to be injured, just kind of taking a break, I think. Goes both ways, offense and defense. So, I think just giving him a break, Will June getting some carries.
Bring up a third and nine from the 14 with 100 seconds to go here in the third quarter. As we come back to live action, Jake Venazdo was trying to drop back for a quick pass. He just kept dropping, and the Trojans just kept coming and kept coming. They would not let him throw the ball. Parker Thomason, one of the first ones to make the stop all the way back at about the 4-yard line, is going to bring up a fourth and quarter mile. Oh, I'm sorry. That was third down. Did he fumble? I did not see a fumble. They gave the ball to Auburn, and I thought he was down.
I sure did, too.
And now as they were trying to change, they have penalty flags flying all over the place. I'm not sure where what the administration is.
So goodness gracious.
You have a dead ball. Delay of game. Okay, they snapped the ball before the ball was marked ready for play.
That was
trying
a quick play.
So that's going to back it up to the 10-yard line.
They're still backing up, Gary. That was third down, correct?
Yes.
The last play they ran, so there must have been a
fumble on the play. I did not see a fumble on the play, but evidently there was. So from the North Mac 10-yard line, just inside, we'll call it the 9, it's going to be a first and goal for the Trojans. That was a revolting turn of events for the Panthers, as they will go right up the middle, giving the ball to Du Bois, as he will get the ball inside the 5 down to about the 4, give him a gain of 5. It's going to bring up a second.
And this fumble and change of possession puts us in the Sievers equipment red zone, powered by Sievers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Sievers. Check it out online at sieversequipment.com.
I thought the way Bearden pointed his arm that one time, that he thought it was still Panther ball, but in any event, it is the Trojans who are knock, knock, knocking on the door. They're going to try the middle, and they're not going to go very far. It's going to be wrapped up and brought down, and taking the ball away that time is Lucas Taylor, but they're going to say that the ball carrier was down at the 5. A loss on the play going to bring up a third and goal.
We're still a little confusing up here in the press box over the change of possession. But a big change of possession with Auburn taking over the ball inside the Panthers' 20-yard line.
From the 5, they'll hand the ball off and give it off outside, looking for the pylon over there, getting to the corner, out of bounds, as the ball carrier, Colin Du Bois, was down to the 1, and it'll be a fourth and goal for the Trojans from the 1-yard line with 19 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fourth and 1. Can the Panther defense come charging through? Can the Trojans find Pater? They'll have Colin Du Bois as they'll go quarterback sneak, and I'm not sure if he's going to get in there. They're still fighting over it. They're still pushing. The officials now is going to wave his arms to stop the clock. No call made yet as to whether or not he got in the end zone. The Panthers are saying they made the stop. The officials are looking, and it is touchdown Trojans, as it will be the quarterback, Timmy Stewart, taking the ball in for the touchdown. As that time when they finally unpiled, they determined that Timmy Stirp had a second 1-yard touchdown run of the night, and that makes it 19-7 in favor of Auburn.
Boy, and I tell you what, really, it took a lot of time to make that call. I had both teams doing a lot of pushing around.
Well, I think what Patrick Bowman is upset about is they blew the whistle and still let him keep moving, and the pile did indeed move, and I think that was his problem with the whole thing. Rijka's point after attempt is good. 20-7 is our score. Auburn with a 13-point lead. Back with the Trojan kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Some peculiar events, to say the least, have taken place here at Auburn in the last few minutes. After a fumble by the quarterback, Van Osdell, the Trojans got the ball, and a four-play, nine-yard drive following the fumble recovery was culminated with Timmy Stewart making a one-yard touchdown run. Rijka's point after makes it 20-7. This scoring drive summary is brought to you by Hines Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. Wow. I don't believe what I just saw, and I don't understand what I just saw.
No, it's really just even from the change of possession that happened. Now, in the North American sideline didn't seem to have a big issue with the change of possession, but, boy, what pursued after that? A lot of offense was taken. So.
Well, the touchdown run, the play was stopped, and then it was like the good old rugby days, just a scrum, scrum, scrum. Third quarter comes to a close. 20-7, Auburn with the lead. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Fourth quarter action about to begin. The third quarter action ended in a very hectic manner as the Nosdell was rushed. I thought he was brought down at the one. Evidently, he fumbled the ball. Evidently, Auburn got the ball. Evidently, Auburn got the touchdown, which made our score 20-7. And I say evidently because I'm still not sure what exactly I saw. I do know on the touchdown play, there was a mass of humanity that was totally stopped, and then it just kept wavering back and forth as though it was a rugby scrum. But when the dust all settled, it's 20-7, Auburn. Now pass down the middle, looking up and tipped and almost intercepted. Defender there for the Auburn Trojans was number 9, Ty McCain, who broke that one up. Brings up a 3rd and 9.
Well, I know we're not sure about what happened down there, but I'll tell you one thing I am sure about, Gary, is we have an electrically charged stadium right now. And emotions are running very high. Nerves are a little raw. And credit the kids on the field, though. Both teams seem very unaffected by a lot of what's coming out of the stands on both sides of the field. And they're just out there still just playing good, hard football.
Fans is short for fanatics, and we're seeing that here this evening.
And both sides have very fanatic fans, no doubt about it.
Right, and that's why this is such a great rivalry. Now Van Osdell throwing over the middle. Oh. This one is going to be intercepted. As Ty McCain just about had one a moment ago, he comes up with one now. He's going to be brought down over on the far side. Is that on the tackle? Was that Rhett Call?
I believe it was Rhett Call.
Yeah. At the 40-yard line. And so don't look now, but the wheels are starting to come off a little bit for the North Mac Panthers as that time an outstanding interception. And give credit where credit's due. That was Ty McCain, as he almost had an INT just previously. This time he does reel it in. And the ball will be sitting at the North Mac 38. So once again, Auburn with a 20-7 lead. They're going to get another short field with which to work. They'll go toss sweep, giving it off to Du Bois. And Du Bois is going to be wrapped up for a gain inside or just inside the 35, so we'll give him a gain of about 4 and call it 2nd and 6.
Really quick, and I like this play. They line the tailback way back in the backfield. He's 8-9 yards deep. Quarterback turns around and pitches to him, and he's got some options in. He's got some options, and it's worked out for both teams. In that play, the offensive line of the Trojans did a nice job of giving some room. In the pass plays, though, that's given the Panthers defense time to get back in the backfield. But it's a very interesting way that they run that zone read.
But Du Bois, one thing about him, he makes his decision quickly, and he gets to the line very quickly. There he'll take the handoff. He'll scoot around the right side. He'll get through the first line of tacklers, then fumble the ball out of bounds, and a flag's going to be thrown. I believe one of the Panthers was a little bit late getting over there as the play was already done. Again, you must keep your composure. I know, as you said, they're electrically charged, but 3 yards is not good for your team.
now, and I believe that's our defensive star for the Panthers, Garrett Bearden, that was over there making that late hit on the Trojan sideline.
So the clock has stopped with 10:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Auburn Trojans have a 20-7 lead. They have marched the ball down the field, and now with the benefit of the penalty, it's going to take it down inside the 15-yard line, down to about the 13.
That puts the ball in the Seavers Equipment red zone, powered by Seavers and Exmark. Score now with Exmark at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Donaldson comes up with a carry right up the middle. Lucas Taylor, the 6-foot, 150-pound junior, comes up with a stop at the 10-yard line. So it's going to be a gain of three. We'll call it second and seven as the ball resting on the 10-yard line. And the Trojans leading 20-7. They're knock, knock, knocking on the door as we approach the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter. I want to remind you that as soon as this game's over, we'll have more high school football coming your way. We want you to stay tuned for the Carlinville-Gillespie game. Tim Mize and Carl DeBrar will bring you all the exciting action there. Handoff goes to Cole Donison. Donison's going to take the ball down to about the 5-yard line. He's simply slicing and dicing off that right side. He'll march it down to, let's call it the 6, give him a gain of 4. It's going to bring up a third and about 3. As we go inside the 10-minute mark, down to 9:45 and counting. North Mac needs a defensive stand, but they have not been able to put the ball in the end zone since halfway through quarter number 2. Trojans trying to put one in once again here. They'll give the ball off to Donaldson. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down. Back there, is that Mr. Bearden once again?
Mr. Bearden back in the backfield making plays.
Came shooting through. Brings him down back at about the, just about the 10-yard line, it looks like. So going to be a loss on the play of 4. Going to bring up a 4th and 7. You know, they go in for a field goal. It looks like Rikus comes out. He's going to spot the ball down at about the 18-yard line. So it'll be a 28-yard field goal attempt for Mr. Rikus. He's shown the ability to get it over from here. The snap is back. The ball is down. The kick is up. It's high. It's wide right. The two words you enjoyed hearing last night.
My favorite two words. Wide right. Rams lose.
Got the Rams a loss and got your Seahawks a win. Well, this time, Rikus is wide right. Had the distance, but just not the right direction. And so, the Panthers, they have dodged a bullet, at least for the time being. They'll get the ball, trailing 20-7 with 8:43 to go. So they need two scores, Dan, and they need to get one of them rather quickly, I would say, as they'll start from their own 20.
Right. I think what we're probably looking at, just based on what we've seen so far, is a drive that's going to take some time to get down for the field for the Panthers. Then they're going to have to pull off an onside kick. But we've talked several times, and you've commented several times, but Osdell's been just inches away from connecting with some of these deep passes. Maybe we'll see one here.
If he can make the connection instead, he'll make the handoff, and he'll give it off to Kyle Fouts on the jet sweep. He'll go from right to left and get out over the 20 to about the 23-yard line. Let's give him a gain of 3. Call it 2nd and 7. Now we got a player down. It's like a little bit of a... maybe a chest issue there. Rhett Call.
Rhett Call being
a serious
contributor, both offensive line and defensive line for the Panthers.
He started to come off, and they told him, they said, hey, wait. And right now he is in some degree of discomfort. While they're checking him over, let's see if David Jenkins can check over some scores throughout mid-Illinois and get us another update. If you will, please.
Absolutely, Gary Boker. Some finals to get for you. In the South Central Conference, Roxana defeats Litchfield. That final score, 47-14. In the Sangamo, Moreau Forsyth all over Porta. That score, 56-0. In Pena, Greenville trailing the Panthers by a score of 33-20, getting ready to begin the fourth quarter, so that game getting a little bit closer. Now back to Gary and Dan in Auburn.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jenkins, keeping us up to date on what's going on throughout mid-Illinois. Van Osdell's looking to pass over the middle, a little bit too high, intended that time for Mason Smith. The incomplete pass going to bring up a third and eight from their own 23. Clock stop with 8:09 showing on the fourth quarter clock. It's a big old moon up over the south end zone here tonight. Don't guess that's a harvest moon.
Don't believe so. But I tell you what, you know,
there's a lot of harvesting going on.
There is. I say we got a lot of corn seed in the background. The moon's up to our left. You know, temperature's cooling off. It must be fall in Illinois.
Amen. And we've broken the heat wave, thank goodness. Van Osdell's going to throw the ball over the middle. The ball is tipped. Flag thrown into the middle of the line of scrimmage.
Boy, I tell you what, Van Osdell really showed off just how strong his throwing arm was there. And just threw a rocket across the field. Brandon Hipshire did it the best he could to try to bring that one in, but that ball was hot.
Holding on offense is going to be declined, so it'll be punt time for the Panthers. With 8:04 to go here in the fourth quarter, trailing 20-7, looks like they're going to have to give the ball up once again. Cole Donaldson, Colin DuBois, back near midfield. The punt is a fake. You were asking for one of those, and he's going to give you one, but he's not going to get the first down as he's going to come up short at about the 29. That's going to be about a yard or two short. And so the fake punt does not work for the Panthers. And as a result, Auburn is going to get the ball once again with a short field. How many times tonight have we said that?
Too many times, but I like the call by Coach Bowman and his staff. You know, down 20-7, under 8 minutes to go, they're going to have to take some risks, and I think that was a fair one.
Now it's going to be a keeper by Timmy Stewart. Stewart's going to go off the left side, get the ball down inside the 25 to about the 24. Mason Smith on the tackle, but not until a gain of about five. Going to bring up a second and five from the 24, but more importantly, that clock continuing to run, and the Panthers are running out of time as the Trojans are milking that clock. 7:30 and counting. Second and five from the 24. Trojans in no hurry whatsoever. Ty McCain will be the wide receiver over the far side. If they throw to him, I'll be shocked. Trips over here, and they're going to hand the ball off and give it to Donaldson. Donaldson escapes a jersey tackle. He'll keep on running. A little juke step to the inside. He'll turn to the outside. Finally going to be brought down on about the 10-yard line. Very dangerous play that time by Garrett Bearden, as he was kind of leading with his helmet. You don't want to do that, young man. A lot of bad things can happen.
Yeah, that run by Mason is going to bring us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers JCB. Score now with JCB at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
From the North Mac 11-yard line, inside 7 minutes we go, first and 10 for the Trojans. Stewart up under center. He's going to hand the ball off to DuBois. DuBois is going to get very little, if any, yardage there, as he's going to be brought down by Mason Smith. They'll spot the ball back at about the 12, so we'll call it a loss of one, and they really don't care a whole lot about that. As long as they can keep the clock running, inside 6:30 we go, it'll be a second and 11 from the 12. Now's when they will milk that play clock. It's down to 15 seconds, so they're in no hurry just yet. Now the handoff to DuBois, and DuBois finds an opening over on the right side. And he's able to get down close to the 5-yard line. Looks like they're going to mark it. Well, I guess it's going to be closer to about the 8. So we'll give him a gain of about 4. It's going to bring up 3rd and still about 7 for the Trojans. Clock continuing to run as we go inside 6 minutes. Of course, the Trojans of Auburn looking to see if they can move on to 4-2 on the season. Next week, they will be home to 0-5 Riverton. North Mac next week, they will be home to 1-4 Pleasant Plains. That's records before tonight's action, as they will go with a faked reverse and then pass. This time, it is caught for a touchdown. to Connor Tripp. Tripp, as you said earlier, not made a whole lot of catches, but he's made some big catches, and this one was a big one, 4-6.
Really was, and just a big target is Connor Tripp at 6'4", 180 pounds. And Timmy Stewart just threw that ball up in the air where there was, you know, at its apex, there was only one guy who was going to be able to come down with the ball, and that was Tripp, and made a great catch, hauled him for the touchdown.
So they utilized the short field. Now the point after attempt is up. It's high, it's long, and it's good. Rikus with the point after attempt makes it 27-7. Auburn now in control of this one, back with the Trojan kickoff after these messages on WSMI. So at the 5:26 mark of quarter number four, the Auburn Trojans pretty much put this one away, culminating a five-play, 29-yard drive. That, of course, the short field given to them because of the fake punt, which was unsuccessful. Five plays, 29 yards, culminated with Timmy Stewart hooking up with Connor Tripp on an 8-yard touchdown pass. Rikus point after attempt makes it 27-7. This scoring drive summary is brought to you by Hines Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. So the Trojans now have opened up a 27-7 lead, and they'll kick it off deep. And it looks like Smith on the return. No, I'm sorry, that's Fouts there. Fouts on the return will get it out over the 30 to about the 32. And so now the Panthers, they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to do it very quickly, Dan.
Yeah, the game's going to change. The ball's going to be in Jake Van Osdell's hand. And to toss it around, he's going to have to complete some passes. He's going to have to do it quick, get down the field. With 5:21 to go, down by three scores.
Well, you've got to feel
this has to happen fast.
Yeah, the Auburn Trojans got to be feeling pretty good about themselves right now. Trojans are trying to figure out what they're going to do defensively, who's going to go on which side in the secondary. Van Osdell's going to roll out to his left. He's going to try to plant. It's not going to happen as he's going to be bulldogged down. You talk about the suplex. Shane Trimmingham brings him down all the way back at the 20-yard line. A loss on the play of 13 yards brings up a second and 23. And that's one of the situations when they know you're going to pass. They can just pin their ears back and come get you. And that's what Trimmingham did right there.
Yeah, Van Osdell did really not have, once he set his feet, Trimmingham had his hands on him and just didn't have a whole lot of chance to get that ball thrown.
Fortunately, Jake gets up all right. He's ready for the next play. Two receivers wide left, two wide right. Pass is going to be almost intercepted. Ty McCain, he jumped that route and had that one bounce around and out of his hands, or he would have had the INT, and it would have been a pick six. Instead, it'll be a third and 23 from their own 20. Van Osdell and the Panthers dodged the bullet there, but I don't know if it's too little too late, as it's going to bring up a third and 23.
McCain really is opportunistic defensive back back there. He watches quarterback's eyes, he sets, and he baits him. And then he tries to jump routes. He's got a second interception of the season earlier, and my gut tells him he's not done.
He's got to take those gloves off. That's why he can't catch the ball. Got to take those gloves off. Van Osdell on the run. Oh, a nice pass. Outstanding catch. As that time, it was number 7, Will June, who came across the field, made the catch out near the 38-yard line, picked up 18. Problem was he needed 23. So it's 4th and still 5 for the Panthers as we approach the 4-minute mark of quarter number 4. They trail 27-7. Van Osdell has to make the completion here or get the first down. He'll throw. June had a hand on it, but I think an interference call is going to be made against the Auburn Trojans, and that was Alex Rabin, who was in a little bit too soon.
Just a little bit. And when you say a little bit too soon, I think you're accurate. It was just a little bit too soon, kind of a bang-bang play. But I think you got it right. I think the blue jersey got there before.
If it was the NFL, we'd be going to review.
We would be going to review. There's no doubt about that. Coach Bates would be reviewing that play. But our sideline judge over here has had an earful of Coach Bowman all night, and he avoided a little bit more there by making that call. And I don't think it was a bad call.
I don't think it was a bad call. It was a bad call.
But it was quick. It was a quick bang-bang play that I think he got there just before the ball did.
To the Auburn 27. A little short pass there intended for Brandon Hipsher. He makes the catch inside the 45 down to about the 44. Problem is you can't afford to be making just 3 or 4 yards per catch here. You got to get bigger chunks of real estate per reception.
Well, the problem is the defense backs from Auburn have now moved about 5-10 yards back, so the underneath stuff is all that's really open
right now. Intercepted once again. This time it will be Parker Tomlinson with the INT. Wide open over on the far side was a receiver for the Panthers, but there was no way that Van Osdell had the opportunity to see how wide open he was, and he would have had to throw completely across the field. Instead, he throws right into the hands of Thomason for the interception. And so with 3:22 to go here in the fourth quarter, leading 27-7, Auburn's going to get the ball back. We're going to see what kind of dairy guys they are because they're going to milk the clock, I guarantee you. From their own 40, the Trojans with a 27-7 lead, looking to go 4-2. And they'll give the ball off to Donaldson. Donaldson will go right up the chute on the right side. He'll pick up about 4 yards, take it out to about the 44. Brings up a second and 6. Down to 3 minutes we go. Clock continuing to run, and there's not a whole lot the Panthers can do about it right now, Dan.
No, there's really not. I tell you what, at the end of this day, it's a very frustrating loss for the North Mac Panthers, because there was a lot of things they did in this game that was very correct. Their tackling has been phenomenal. Their line of scrimmage play on the defensive side of the ball has been just absolutely outstanding. They've held Cole Donaldson to under 10 yards so far.
Well, Donaldson's going to try to scoot out to the outside and pick up a few more yards. He'll go across midfield and take the ball down to about the North Mac 45. Well, one thing you can't fault for North Mac, and that is the effort and the intensity. Sometimes the wisdom of their decisions could be questioned. They've made some ill-advised moves and picked up some penalties they really couldn't afford to overcome. But I go back to that point at which it was 14-13, and we thought the Panthers might be driving in for a score to give them the lead. That never materialized, and ever since then, it's been an uphill battle for North Mac. Donaldson with a run up the middle again, inside the 45, down to the 43. We mentioned earlier, give him a pickup of about 3, call it 2nd and 7. This is homecoming week for Auburn, and you know Coach Bates has been through more than a few of those, and I think that he has to feel very good about the festivities not affecting the focus of his team. That's hard to spit out.
Yeah, that is. That's a lot spit out, and you're right. They've played a very disciplined game, very smart game of football by the Trojan players.
And I think that they will be heading to 4-2, and I think they will be heading to the playoffs, and I think North Mac will be heading to the playoffs as well.
I agree.
The thing of it is, with this win, Auburn has an outstanding possibility of getting a better seed in the playoffs. As we said, this win would put them at 4-2. With games against 0-5 Riverton and 2-3 Portage, so they could very easily go to 6-2 before a Week 9 encounter with Moroa Forsyth, and that should be a good one. As far as the North Mac Panthers, they look at 3-3 record after tonight. They will be hosting Pleasant Plains next week. Athens in Week 8 will be a tough one. Riverton in Week 9 should be a win. So hopefully they can at least come in at 5-4 in the close conference. That should get them enough points for a playoff berth. 1:01 showing on the clock, and one official back there hadn't got to throw his quota of flags, so he says, I'm going to throw one more.
They threw it in up into the line of scrimmage. I'm guessing there's going to be a hold on the play here on a carry that went for 1 yard.
And let's see. The call is going to be a hold against the offense. And it will back them up to the 49-yard line. It'll be a replay of third down. It'll be a third and 12 from the 49. Following the administration of the penalty, back near midfield. The Trojans. I think they're asking if the clock should be started following the penalty. And let's see. They're going to mark it ready for play, and they will not.
Yes on that. No. Huh? And reset the play clock.
Offensive penalty. Well, if that's the case, if you get the lead, all you got to do is keep committing the penalty, and the clock can just run out.
Right.
Continually. That's my theory anyway.
I think that's a good one. I think you're right.
Mark that down. October 4th, he was finally right once.
I believe I was egregiously wrong.
You guys. On the third down, the Trojans
the
run across right tackle, and they'll take the ball down to about the 43. My vocabulary has got to improve. Just being around you guys, that's all there is to it.
You've got to get out of South Macoupa County a little bit. That's the problem.
Retired teachers, our brain degenerates a little, I guess. It has been a good game tonight, though. I'll tell you what, two teams that we knew coming in, they would put it all on the line, and they have done just that. But now the final seconds are going to run off, and I do believe that the Trojans are going to run one more play. It'll be a fourth down play with about 10 seconds to go. They'll run a little option and try to run the clock out. They'll go down the sideline. And with 4 seconds to go, they'll be driven out of bounds. And so North Mac will get one final play before this one becomes official. Some final stats while we got a second.
Well, statistically speaking, it did pick up a little bit in the second half. For the visiting Panthers of North Mac, Jake Van Osdell was the leading rusher with 21 yards. Mason Smith contributed 12 as well. A tough night passing for Jake Benazzo, only completing 3 passes on the night for a total of 32 yards. Unfortunately, he threw not one but 2 interceptions and no touchdowns. For the home Auburn Trojans, a little bit more of a running tag coming back after halftime, 29 yards out of Cole Donaldson. Colin DuBois had a great game at 49 yards. Quarterback Timmy Stewart with 26. Stewart completed 5 of his 12 passes for 108 yards. He had a touchdown pass for 9 yards going to Connor Tripp, his main receiver, who actually had more receiving yards, 110, than Stewart had passing due to a pass for negative yardage. So not a big yardage game, but very impressed by both these defenses.
Both teams brought their A game tonight. Both teams played hard. The victory goes to the home team, the Auburn Trojans. With the victory, Auburn moves on to 4-2 on the season. In week 7, they'll return home here, and they will face an 0-5 Riverton team. North Mac, with the loss, they drop to 3-3 on the season. Next week, they will be at home against Pleasant Plains. I think bigger and better things are coming for both of these teams, and I look forward to both of them making the playoffs. But for right here, for right now, we want to take this opportunity to thank all the fine folks here at Auburn High School for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to all of our sponsors who make these high school football games possible for us to bring to you. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in as well. Special thanks goes back to the studio to David Jenkins and Megan Cordy for producing tonight's game. For Dan Newkirk, this is Gary Boker. We'll give you our final score one more time as it is Auburn 27, North Mac 7, but we're not done on the night. It's so long from the gridiron, but stay tuned for Carlinville at Gillespie. Tim Mize and Carl DeBar have that action coming your way next on WSMI.